Hello, this is James Rose for Potentio on Monday the 15th of August, and today I'll be comparing the service experiences of Legoland in Windsor and Peppa Pig World down on the south coast. I have visited both in the last 2 weeks, and it was very interesting for me, from a service experience angle, to determine the difference in the two locations. Peppa Pig World is a very new venue, so everything there is very shiny and sparkly, which I liked on entry. And therefore, from an experience point of view, set things up very well. Likewise, it's clean, it's smart, everything is very close together, so it's easy to find everywhere. All good things to make a parent's relatively stressful day less stressful. In addition, things like the parking being close by was good. Lots of amenities such as toilets nearby, and also picnic areas, other things to do like a train ride and some animals to look at. All good things to entertain the kids and ensure that the parents feel they've got value for money and have a good day. Legoland, quite similar in fact, in that easy to get to, easy to park, loads of good facilities, lots to do. Not laid out quite so well, I thought, a bit too spread out down the side of a hill. And also you need a map to get around Legoland, which I didn't find particularly easy to navigate, simply because it's written in a cartoon style, which makes it hard to see where you are, what direction you're heading in, and those kind of things. Which did lead to a bit of stress between my wife and I, and therefore, as customers, probably put us off a little bit. Having said that, and the real reason for the audio boo, beyond all these things, I think the thing that can make the biggest difference when you take your kids to a theme park is how appropriately you are treated by the staff members working there. And there was a distinct difference between Peppa Pig World and Legoland. At Peppa Pig World, it seemed the staff, all young sort of people, teenagers, young adults, all seemed to be there just to get the job done. So very few smiles, relative disinterest in the kids, just there to make sure everyone gets on and off the ride safely. Very different at Legoland. Every single person that I either saw, spoke to, or was served by in restaurants and on rides, or maybe in the puppet shows that were there, every single one of them had a smile on their face, was interested in the kids more than us, was very willing to help, and actually made what could have been a stressful day far less stressful. Now, when you consider that, what it means is that a great customer experience provided by staff leads me to feel that should, God forbid, my kids get lost, for example, I would trust Legoland staff to look after them far better than Peppa Pig World staff. Likewise, that in turn lends me to recommend Legoland over Peppa Pig World, simply because I would feel safer and more reassured at going there, and also I would feel that Legoland respected me, recognised that we paid a lot to go there, and therefore wanted to give us a great experience, and also, and most importantly, were more interested in my children and ensuring that my children had a great time than just getting on with the job. So Legoland, thumbs up. Peppa Pig World, a little bit of work to do with your staff to bring them up to scratch. This is James Rose reporting for Potentio. Thank you for listening.